So this is Shashirim Perek Beis Posuk Tes Zayin. All right. Doidi li vani loy horoye vashoshanim. My beloved is mine, and I am his. Horoye vashoshanim, he who pastures with roses. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Doidi li vani loy. So this is l'chora. I mean, this is an expression of a loving connection, a commitment. He is mine. I am his. You know, that's a bond between us. He is mine, and I am his. So Rashi says, "Hu kol tzrochov tova mimeni." He asks. He demands all of his needs from me. He only commanded me, Asu Pesach, make the Korban Pesach, Kach Kidshu B'choyros, make the Kiddusha of the firstborn, Asu Mishkan, make a Mishkan, Hikrivu Oilois, bring Korbonos in the Mishkan, Korban Oila, Eloi Tova Me'uma Acheres. He didn't demand this from any other nation. So that's Doidi Li, that's Hu Kol Tzrochov Tova Mimeni. So I guess that's Doidi Li. He is mine because Hu Kol Tzrochov Tova Mimeni. Let's see the Rashi, let's see Baita. Vani Loi Kol Tzrochai Tovati Mimenu. V'loi Me'elohim Acherim. And I ask all of my needs. I request them all from him and not from other gods. Horoya Bashoshanim, that's who he is. Estsoinoi Bashoshanim, Bimire Toiv Venoyach Veyofe. He pastures his sheep, that's us, that's the Klal Yisrael, in a pasturing, good, pleasant, and beautiful. Toiv Venoyach, peaceful, whatever, Veyofe, and beautiful. Okay, what is going on over here? Rather than refer to this posuk as this is just, there's a loving relationship between us, he's mine. Doidi refers to is my friend, my loved one, Vani Loi. So it's we have a loving, a mutually loving relationship. And who is he? Who has this, I am Vani Loi, and I am his. Who is his? Who is he? He's the Roya Bashoshanim. He takes care of all of our needs, and he leads us and guides us in the most pleasant and positive, good, pleasant, beautiful pasturing. In other words, the way of his pasturing, the way of his shepherding, the way of his leadership. But Rashi comes in with this strange concept of who called Srochov Tova Mimeni, V'lo Yitzivo Eloli. Everything he needs, he asks me to do. Pesach, Bechoyrois, Mishkon, Oilos. I guess, you know, if you want to be facetious, you could say like this. You know, he needs a Korban Pesach, to eat on Pesach, because whatever. Bechoyrois belong to him, that's to serve him. Mishkon is a place for him to live, you know. And Oilois is, we give him breakfast and dinner every day.
What?
Well, because they're who called Tzrochov. These are his needs. So first of all, Bechlal. Why is Tzrochov the pshat in Doidi Li? You know, he is mine. So because who called Tzrochov? Tova Ela Mimeni. What does it have to, number two? Why does it have to do with Tzrochov? He has Tzrochov, he has no Tzrochim. He doesn't need, he's hungry Erev Pesach, he's hungry every morning, he needs a Korban Oila. He's homeless, he needs a Mishkan to live in, he needs Bechoyres to serve him. Like, what? What's your Tutsach over here? Vani Loi, and then the sign that I am his, is because I ask all my Tzrochim from him, and not from Elohim Acher. So what in the world is going on over here?
There is one thing he needs that he needs us for.
What does he need?
He needs to be mischased with us.
He
needs to be mischased with us.
Well, first of all, that's not a need. That's wrong. That's to say that's a need is really undermining the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has no needs. The way you have to look at that is that's his essence. In other words, that's what the Meforshim say, that since his essence is chesed, so his essence is doing chesed. It's not a need, it's a mahus. You know what I mean? So tzrochov is the wrong word for that. And number two, that's not what he's talking about. He says tzrochov, food, servants, a place to live, and a daily and two meals a day.
I mean, it could be a little.
It's like instead of a bed and breakfast, it's a bed and breakfast and dinner with good servants, and on special occasions a korban pesach. What?
Bozhe, it could be a shor dani, the dodi.
What?
Dodi li, whatever.
What? It's Dodi Li, it seems.
Sorry, Dodi Li. Sorry. It could be it's for that. We need to be fulfilling needs in order for it to be Dodi Li.
What does it mean, he is mine? Dodi Li. He's mine. He's to me. What is that? What is that Dodi Li? He is to me. Why? Because Tzrochav Tova Mimeni.
No, that's like, I'm not sure if that's like a, that is like, that. That's like the raya that it's Dodi Li.
What's that?
That's the riot that, it's between me and Hashem. That's it. No, there's no one else involved there. Because he's only talking for me.
In other words, we have an exclusive
relationship. Yeah.
We have an exclusive. The exclusivity of the relationship is that I am
How we know it's
taking care of his needs.
It's not really his needs, but that's how we know that it's exclusive. We need it in order to fulfill the exclusivity or whatever he said.
We need, what do we need to fill the exclusivity?
And we're the only ones doing tzrochim.
That I understand, but why tzrochim?
Because otherwise it's not exclusive. What do you mean? We're just standing.
He doesn't need it. He gave us the mitzvahs. He only told us to do Korban Pesach, to do Bechoiros, to do Mishkan, and to do Oilos. That's all. We're tzrochim.
Obviously it's not going to actually be tzrochim, right?
Yeah, so I thought
we're gonna have to view it at tzrochav, just whatever.
So what does that mean?
Oh, in order for us to have that relationship, we're gonna have to view that what we're doing is needs.
Have to give.
Why?
Have to give.
Why?
What do you have to give?
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
What? Well, I don't even have.
You don't have to give to someone who's not needy. Giving. It's about giving. It's about giving when he needs. What?
It's about giving for yourself. The giving is what gives you that feeling. Yeah.
So again, why tzrochov? So give.
It doesn't need it. So who cares?
You need to view it like that in order so that you could be given.
So I would say that. I would even take it one step further. I would say that. I would. Let's read the whole Rashi. Who called tzrochov tova mimeni v'loy tzivo elo li asu pesach kitshu b'cheres. So the real privilege is that he only commanded me. That's the Dodi Li, is Leitzivo Elo Li, right? That's it. That's Dodi Li. He's mine. You know why he's mine? We have this. He's mine. This is my God. He belongs to me. He's my beloved because this relationship is exclusive. He didn't give the Tzivuim to anybody else. So then it's about the privilege of the Tzivuim. So then why is he framing these Tzivuim in Tzrochov in order to appreciate the Dodi Li? In other words, if Rashi says that a Dodi Li means who called Tzrochav Tova V'loy Tzivo Elo Li, that means that there's a privilege of the Tzivui that is only me and not anybody else. That's a piece of the love, right? But there's another piece to the love too. The other piece to the love is who called Tzrochav Tova Mimeni. Why is that a piece to the love? So you said a little bit, or somebody here said a little bit, that what? Tzrochov, we need to look at it as tzrochov, right? But I think it goes one step further. I think the pshat is like this. There's a problem with tzivui causing love. There's a problem with tzivui causing love. The problem is that we appreciate, we appreciate the fact that you gave us the privilege of the mitzvahs. It's very hard to say that the Klal Yisrael, I mean, in the best of times, certainly, appreciates what a privilege it is. School of Mikol Amim, right? Mamleches Kohenim V'Goy Kodesh. V'Yisem Li School of Mikol Amim. That's great. The only thing is, there's something in that privilege that that interferes with the love. You know one of the reasons why love has to be mutual? If I can't feel that I'm paying him back something, then the pshat is that I feel too beholden. And the beholdenness overwhelms the state of love. I owe him too much. I love him dearly, but I owe him too much. I can't pay him back. I gotta deny the love. I gotta pretend. I gotta hide from the love. I gotta run away. I can't take this relationship. I had so much love. Didn't give anyone else the mitzvah. Yeah, I appreciate it. I got it. But I can't do anything for him. So he has to allow us, and Rashi must understand the psychology of love is such that unless it's framed in the form of tzrochov, that the love couldn't be complete. You can't have doidi li, that I have this, we have this loving relationship that he only gives to me, and therefore I love him because of that. He says that love will be interfered with unless I could look at the mitzvahs that are the privileges as opportunities to pay him back for the privilege. So we have to look at a mitzvah, it seems from here, as two aspects. It's a privilege, and it has the potential to create this loving relationship. But we have to Hashem lets us look as if we're doing him a favor. It's a tzorich, I need this. Why? Because otherwise it's a one-way relationship. One-way relationships become overwhelming. One-way relationships become too much to handle. Even love of a one-way relationship, but it's too, I can't, it's too beholding. I gotta pay back. I gotta do some. I just now had a email exchange with a guy. He gave a very nice donation yesterday, so I sent him back. I wanna be able to reciprocate. I wanna learn with him once a month. So he says I don't give with strings attached. But then we'll see. Maybe we'll learn once a month also. You know what I mean? But it's not really strings attached. You know. But what? This two he gave and he didn't. You know. But there's a need to want to reciprocate, you know. So anyway, but then I think the pshat is like that. Listen to this. Then I think the pshat is like this. What's taka the tzorech? So I understand the psychological need that we should feel as a tzorech. But I can't feel something that's absurd. If it's so unrealistic, yeah? So how can I feel chometz? He's hungry. Erev Pesach is a hungry time. He can't eat matzah, he can't eat chometz. So you get very hungry, so you need the Korban Pesach, right? That's what they serve. Erev Pesach, they always serve meat. That's all you can really have is something like that, you know. Because you can't have chometz, you can't have matzah. So you have something filling, and the Seder is late at night until you get to eat. So he's hungry, Erev Pesach. Every day he needs breakfast, at least breakfast and dinner. And Mishkan, he's homeless, you know, he needs a place to stay. What nonsense, so tzrochov. So, let's frame it as tzrochov, and now we answered the problem. There is a tzorech. There is one tzorech. And that's what you said, but we have to modify it in terms of a tzorech. I have to say, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is to do chesed. And in a certain sense, at least enough, you hear the difference, that I can feel that it's a tzorech. Not that I look at it that it's really a tzorech, because he has no tzorech.
Look at it all purely chesed, what? Then you don't get that whole feeling of tzorech.
That's
if the tzorech is the chesed he does for us, so then you don't have that reciprocation.
That's right. So you're agreeing with me.
I'm saying that,
but there is a certain element of tzorech, and that tzorech is because he wants to be able to give us schar, and he wants to be able to do chesed, and chesed to be done in the ultimate chesed is only that we earn. It's only mishpot. Mimele, he gives these mitzvahs to us, so in a sense, we feel the privilege of the mitzvahs, and that causes the love. But lemaisa, the beholdenness of what he's giving us could cause some overwhelming feeling. So we frame it as we're doing him a favor. But what's the favor? The favor is not feeding him erev Pesach and giving him breakfast with the oilo and giving him a mishkan with a place to live. But what we're doing is we are allowing him to fulfill the purpose of his creation. which is to do chesed. Because if he gives us the privilege of mitzvahs and we do the mitzvahs and we earn the chesed, then he can do the ultimate chesed.
Which is I don't funny, understand.
The tzarech is chesed. The whole reason why you need to get to the tzarech is because it's all chesed. It's all love toward us.
So what? But that's the emotional steps involved. He said, listen, I'm giving you the mitzvahs. Wow. That's the greatest sign of love. He didn't give it nothing. That's talking about Shabbos. But he didn't give it to anyone else. It's only for us. So with Pshat, then that's the ultimate expression of love. So what's this called? Tzroch of loy tova ele mimeni? Loy tzivo eleli? There's an uptight of the tzivoy as tzrochov. So to that, I'm suggesting that we have to be able to look at it in some way as we're doing something for him so that we can reciprocate the love rather than feel overwhelmed from it. And the reciprocation can be referred to tzrochov, even though it's not tzrochov that he needs to do chesed. It's not a need in the human sense. But tzrochov means in the ultimate scheme of things, there is this need for us to do mitzvahs because that will justify him doing the ultimate chesed.
How come it's just these four mitzvahs?
What?
I mean, the way you're saying it.
That's a good question.
How do these mitzvahs all...
This is the only way we could feel...
Mishkan. Oh, I'll tell you why.
This is the only way we could feel that we're giving something.
No, yeah, but why only these mitzvahs?
Because these are things that are like...
No, there are other things. Other korbanos besides oilers. I think the pshat is... I think these are the korbanos hamidbar. We're talking about the kuf in the midbar.
No, but still, why is it korbanos?
These are the things.
No, I wasn't asking.
Pesach was done in the midbar.
No, why is it...
Bechiris was...
If it's the way you're touching up, any mitzvah would fulfill that purpose.
No, but these are the ones, the special...
No, but any mitzvah would fulfill. Why is it korbanos?
Maybe it makes the tzorech a little more...
I don't
you
know,
see
the Torah a little
more, even though it's not, you know, doesn't really need the carbon, but the carbon is going
to do chesed.
There's two things. He needs to do chesed.
He says good.
There's another piece of psychology here. You hear? He says that in things that are on a human level would be looked at as giving, then on the spiritual level, since we see the picture of giving, we could say, oh, I'm giving him something. Pesach. I gave a korban Pesach here. I made a korban for Hashem. We brought it to Beis Hamikdash. We gave him that we ate our piece, whatever. Bechoros. I gave my bechor to serve Hashem. Mishkan. I built a house for him. Oilos. I take a behema every day, a goat or a lamb, and I burn it in the morning and at night. So these are things that have the tangible aspect of giving. So we can.
So totally not applicable with us. Man.
What?
Totally not applicable with us.
No, these are the best ones.
What?
These are the best.
And there's a problem. You know, since we only have like tzitzis and things
but
like.
No, so they, but that's not. No, it's. But this is the concept that the cold stroke of these are examples. These are the best examples. These are the ones that are the most graphic because they present a picture of giving. But a person has to look at it everything. I mean, the truth of the matter is that we are in fact doing something for Hashem in that sense that he wants to do chesed, and we're enabling him to be able to do the ultimate chesed. And that enabling, that gives us a sense that it's not all one way. And in order to have that loving relationship, we need that both ways. I think that's not bad. Let's just finish up here. Lo tovam uma acheres. Then v'ani loy, and I am to his, kol tzrachai tovati mimenu v'loy me'elohim acherim. I, in other words, the sense of that he loves me, that's interesting. The sense of that he loves me is I ask him for everything that I need. Oh, you're only asking me. So was he flattered? What was that generating love? You don't answer. First, I don't answer him because I know they don't answer. So b'chalal, what's right?
It's not showing my love to Hashem.
What?
It's not showing my love to Hashem.
Yeah. Well, if Doidi Li was he's mine, so I am his. So I guess this is. No, that's his love. This is my love to him. That's right. It's the opposite. So why is it my love to him?
The first one was about Tziva Eli.
Yeah, so
Lot
Tziva. Called Tzrochav Tov Mimeni, and therefore that's why I say he is mine. In other words, he is mine. Doidi Li, that means my beloved is mine.
meaning he's like,
and therefore I need, therefore I need,
his,
I need,
he just loves me. His love is not.
Yeah, this was, yeah. So this, he loved this, he's mine, because we have an, his love for me, his love for me is exclusive. That means he's mine. His love for me is exclusive. Now, my love for him is also exclusive. So what does that mean? Kol srochei tevatik. It's interesting. Again, srochov. I have to ask my needs from him. Asking needs from Hashem is an expression of, and not from anyone else, is an expression of the exclusivity of the love.
It sounds a little bit like, you spoke about the Adon HaKol, similar to that, I am his, meaning it's his responsibility solely to take care of me, and therefore I ask him for all my needs. I ask him
and
for all my
why
needs.
Why is that the expression of my love? Why is I'm asking him? He's the one who gives. He's the most powerful one. I'm a practical businessman. I know if I ask him, he gives. If I ask him, the piece of wood, he's not going to do anything for me.
They thought it gives, though.
What?
Back then, they thought the wood gives. No.
Aha. Uh-huh. So in other words, Elohim Acherim, we have to look that they didn't necessarily know that it has no koyach.
They didn't know there was Yitzhar that it, I don't know.
Okay, that could be.
It shows the law that they only turned to Hashem.
Only turned to Hashem for tzrochim. Why tzrochov?
No, it's from me. It's from me.
Well,
what? Oh, why tzrochov?
That shows my dependency.
I ask him, is it because it's tzrochov that it's an expression of my love? Ah, so maybe you're right. If you're right, then we can build on what you say. We can say like this. If I thought there are other options, then this is the I won't ask anybody else. I'm asking only you. In other words, I do have other options. I think I may have other options. You know, but no. And that's what L'Chodor, you're right about that. You have to say that. In other words, the Klal Yisrael doesn't even think, I don't want other options. Let's say the theoretical options. I don't want any other options. I want only from you. Oh, everything I need, I want from you. I don't want to owe anybody anything except for you. That's but then, okay, so we got to stop. So there's one more thing. Horoya Bashur Shani. In order to maintain this loving relationship, we have to see that he's Roya Bashoshanim. If he's not Roya Bashoshanim, if we don't appreciate him that he's Roya Bashoshanim b'mira toiv v'noyach v'yofe, then we can't. If there are things that I feel that he's not acting in a toiv v'noyach v'yofe, that's going to interfere with the relationship. And this is really, this is really the yesod. Why people, when they see the suffering in the world, when they see things in this world which seem to be connected to Chesed Hashem and the love of Hashem, so this is very unnerving. This becomes overwhelming. Even though there's so much expression of love. Who calls Rachel to Tova Elimimeni? Ani calls Rachel to Tova Elimimenu. But if it's not Rebbe Shoshanim, it can undermine the whole love. So we have to be very careful to recognize and to see that Kol Mada Orachmon Letavovin, and that Hashem is Rebbe Shoshanim, and even what seems to us to be not, is, and that's a very important thing. Otherwise, that type of thing can undermine the loving relationship.